Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. On Monday, Peyton Manning, who quarterbacked the Broncos to victory in the Super Bowl last February, announced his retirement. Manning's 18 seasons in the NFL included another Super Bowl win in 2007 with the Colts and records in several statistical categories. And according to commentator Bill Littlefield, it all ended with a bit of good timing.
I figure when I do go out, I'd like to leave on top. That is, to still be doing well when I decide to stop or get stopped by a careless driver, weary heart, or worse, a small mistake made by a doctor or perhaps a nurse. And probably most athletes feel the same way, I suppose, the great ones who are amateurs and likewise all of those who've made their millions playing games. They'd all prefer to leave the fields while those adoring them are still inclined to grieve. Consider, for example, Peyton Manning, now retired. He often has been injured, though he's quite short of expired, for he's just won the Super Bowl, or rather his team did, and that suggests he still can play, although he's not a kid. How many folks in any field go out on terms like that? The question is rhetorical, but as I've lately sat and thought about the answer, I've concluded with a smile that athletes and the rest of us, with candor or with guile, can never know when we have reached the highest point we'll touch. Each day we wake and know some things, but maybe not as much as we would have to know should we be disinclined to think that we should do what we've been doing past the point we stink. Oh, we all get some help in knowing, that's beyond dispute. Screw up in any line of work and you could get the boot. But where's the point where we begin to slip a little bit? I guess that looking back, some might know hard with horror it. But as we roll through each of the accumulating days, can we be sure we'll see when there is less, perhaps, to praise than there has been? So fortunate is Manning, out and done. Perhaps he knew he'd not return as soon as he had won. We'll wish him happiness and hope his health holds up as well, for on that score, it's true, not one of us can ever tell. And as time beats upon us, as it's bound to every day, like some relentless drummer, absent pity, growling low, let us luck out as very few can hope to on their way, and know as Peyton Manning did when it is time to go.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, be sure to check out this week's show. We'll learn how the game of chess and not basketball gave rise to bracketology, and we'll hear the story of why a gymnastics mom put a stop to her son's promising career. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.